is Riscario Insider. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. 9/11 and the end of innocence. The Twin Towers were very special to me. I don't like heights, but I visited the World Trade Center twice. The last time was in 1987 when I was working for Metropolitan Life. This time, I was brave enough to go to the windows and look out. You might yawn, but this was a victory for me. 9/11 changed my world in a way that nothing else has. The end of innocence. The terrors that happened in other countries were now on our shores. Forever. On the 10th anniversary of 9/11, this is my first attempt to explain. Where were you? On the morning of September 11, 2001, I was on stage in Halifax, Nova Scotia, unveiling my biggest initiative ever, the Save Tax Project, which gave advisors personalized, functional websites. Something was wrong. I was going through my content too fast, way too fast. Elsewhere across Canada, my audiences were smaller and carefully picked, generally 20 to 50 advisors. That led to more questions. Here I was on a stage in front of 100 to 200 advisors. That's too many for spontaneous questions. By the time I figured this out, I didn't know how to slow down and interject questions for them. The moderator was standing at the side. I didn't know why, since I still had so much time left. This affected my pacing also. I finished my 60-minute session in 38 minutes. The moderator then came to the microphone and told us that a plane had crashed into the World Trade Center. My presentation no longer mattered. Reaction. I was dazed. So was everyone else. Some were watching TV. I went to my room and turned on my TV. The newscaster was saying something about a second plane, other attacks, and the shutdown of airspace. I couldn't understand. That couldn't be right. Why were they reporting this? There was talk of terrorists, too. Everything was getting shut down. Trains weren't running. Car rentals were blocked. I tried calling home and got through. My wife and 7-year-old son were safe. They didn't know what was happening. Life seemed normal to them. I told them to turn on the TV and that I'd phone back once I found out how I'd get home. How would I get back to Toronto? Cash. I changed into my street clothes and went down to the lobby. No one knew what to do. There was more speculation about terrorists. To stop their communications, the internet and mobile phone networks might be shut down. Was that even possible? To stop them from transferring money, the banking system might be shut down too. U.S. flights were being redirected to Halifax. All hotel rooms were now booked. Since I hadn't checked out, I was told that I couldn't be kicked out. Several colleagues had checked out and couldn't get their rooms back now. In a daze, I went down the street to a banking machine. I figured that I'd need cash if credit cards wouldn't be accepted. I don't know how, but I managed to insert my card into the wrong crevice. Now I had no bank card and little money. I went into the bank, which had tellers but no customers. I explained what happened. Would they believe me? They seemed numb too. Without question, they retrieved my card. I withdrew $500. Like E.T. Back at the hotel, arrangements had been made to rent two vans. This was possible because our host had a personal connection. We were going to be charged mileage, though. The cost was over $2,000. I don't remember if that was per vehicle or in total. It didn't matter. Capitalism thrives during crises. I got something to eat. The roads were eerily quiet. We drove home with minimal stops. We listened to AM news radio. Sometimes we got a signal right from New York City. No one said much. We just wanted to get back to our families. For a while, I was seated in the last row and not beside a door. I couldn't get out. I felt choked and claustrophobic. The rear air conditioning vent wasn't working either. What do you expect for $2,000? I had trouble breathing until I calmed down. I didn't tell anyone of my predicament. At the next break, I grabbed the front passenger seat and took turns driving. I don't know how I stayed awake and on the road. After about 20 hours of driving, we were safely home. Epilogue. In 2002, I was in Washington, D.C. The Safe Tax Project had been nominated for an eFusion Award from AM Best. There was so much security. Even getting into my hotel required a security check. Vehicles entering buildings were checked. You could no longer go into the Washington Monument with a bottle of water or a pocket knife. These reactive measures felt like installing a security system after the jewels are gone. Well-intentioned, expensive, and ultimately ineffective. I went to the 9/11 exhibit, which had opened at the Museum of American History on September 11, 2002. I saw items from the World Trade Center that had melted from the extreme heat. I was moved. Movies show more extreme spectacles, but this was real and unreal. The exhibit brought me peace in a strange way. The next step was visiting Ground Zero in August 2009 and talking to New Yorkers who had been personally affected. The final step in this cathartic process is this post. Your story. You'll have your own 9/11 stories. I may have some facts mixed up in mine. Can you believe that 10 years have passed? Days turn to minutes and then distort into memories. 9/11 already feels like ancient history. It's easy to forget the powerful emotions we felt at the time. Time moves forward. Our lives get busy, details fade. That helps us deal with tragedy. Video tributes. If you go to the blog post that accompanies this podcast, you'll find links to two video tributes. They are from musicians with close ties to New York City. Bruce Springsteen sang My City of Ruins weeks after 9/11. You'll find better quality recordings, but this one has a special intensity. Both of Peter Gabriel's daughters were in New York City on 9/11. Neither was injured, but he didn't know because he couldn't reach them. He expressed his feelings in I Grieve, which he sang on Larry King Live. Lest we forget. P.S. This weekend life looks quite normal. A mobile phone company is shooting a commercial several houses away. Life carries on and on and on. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. I'm Pramod Sharma.